Okay, let's go to the news line this morning. And joining us from the Colorado Springs Fire Department is Kathy Hook. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Renee. How are you this Thanksgiving week?
Oh, I am doing so great. How about you?
It's a beautiful day out. We're getting ready, but we just wanted to take a moment to remind some people of safety on Thanksgiving Day. You know, that
absolutely.
Is not a big surprise, not an outstanding statistic, but it is the number one day for house fires in the United States. And, of course, there's several reasons for that. We're out of our norm. We have visitors, or we're visiting, we're distracted. We don't normally cook that much or that many things at once. And so this is really the time to be careful. The second most common day for home fires is Christmas Day, followed by Christmas Eve. And then actually Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, when people are cooking, would be our fourth most common day for home fires. So none of these are too surprising, but just a great time to think about that a little bit as we spend more time in the kitchen.
Now, Kathy, it's known, very well known, that I don't cook. But I think it's safe to say that deep frying a turkey is probably one of the most dangerous ways to cook it, isn't it?
It is. It's delicious. I'll give you that.
Okay.
if you're planning to deep fry, you have to take extra precautions. And the number one thing to remember is especially if you have a bigger turkey and it's not already fine, it is too late.
Okay.
Where we run into problems is when people take a turkey that's not fully thawed, oil and, you know, that hot oil and water don't mix. So the turkey absolutely has to be 100% thawed. So if you have a bigger turkey and it's not thawing, it is too late. You should not be planning on doing that.
Okay.
If you've not done that before, be so careful where you do it. Not in a garage, not close to the house. Make sure it's a very flat surface. And kids, no, that's a lot of hot oil. That is such a dangerous thing to have children or pets around. So be really careful where you put that turkey fryer if you're planning to do that. We have a lot of people in our home. Another great time to remind, whether you're traveling to someone else's home or if you have people coming to your home, it's just different. It's, there's lots going on. It can be very stressful. Please, please make sure your smoke alarms are working. You have CO alarms. That's the worst tragedy of all. If you have a house full of people and you didn't bother doing that, and there's an emergency. So please, everybody, take the time before we get into this hectic week.
And if you need to, I'm sure set up reminders like I've got this cooking over for this long, and I mean timers everywhere and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, any time of year, unattended cooking is our number one cause of fire. So you know our motto, stand by your pan. Stand by your pan, especially this week. Stay in that kitchen if you're the one that's kind of overseeing all of this. And you're absolutely right. Setting reminders, telling someone else, hey, I put this on the boil. That way, you know, you can blame them if something goes wrong. But you're right. Just make sure you know what's going on. We are attached to our cell phones anyway, so set some timers on your cell phone when you have things cooking or in the oven or on the stove.
Kathy, I feel like we should turn that into a song. Stand by your pan.
It might have been done already, but stand by your pan is probably a better motto for all of us, especially this week. I hope everyone has a great day Thanksgiving. We are thankful for the opportunity to share some safety tips, but let's make it a really safe holiday.
Absolutely, Kathy. And if folks want more safety tips for this Thanksgiving holiday and upcoming holiday, Christmas holiday, I'm sure they can go to your website.
Absolutely. Go right to the Colorado Springs Fire Department website under the City of Colorado Springs. We have some extra tips and of course, really pay attention if you're planning to fry your turkey. That's been on our Facebook and on our Instagram, too. Some tips, actually. We have a little clip from William Shatner that's kind of funny. But while it might be funny, it is serious stuff. So do your research before you fry a turkey.
Perfect. Kathy, thank you so much. And thank you to the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And let's have a safe week.
You as well.
Thank you. It's 8:40 now at KRDO's Morning News.